Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, July 7th, 2014. Holding down the fort alone today, we'll be doing a solo program. Lord willing, a special guest will be lined up for tomorrow. But here's the highlights for today's broadcast. There'll be a few changes on WGNN's program lineup. One actually began last night, and the other will begin tonight through Friday. We have a new voice here at Great News Radio. You'll hear one of Mary Ann Offenstein's radio spots. I have three great songs picked out for you today, and there'll be mention of the upcoming National Day of Prayer Task Force prayer breakfast coming on July 19th. But before all that, let me ground you into this day, or for those of you hearing the re-airing in the evening, may it settle your heart, as this song is a favorite of many with a powerful message that is timeless. The song is sung by Fernando Ortega, and yes, you guessed it right, Give Me Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone,
and that's what this radio station is all about, 24 hours a day, proclaiming the good news message of Jesus, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. through our radio broadcasts, our devotional thoughts, our ministry of music, our radio events. Hopefully all we do through this broadcast ministry brings honor and glory to God as we educate, edify, and evangelize all who listen. Or, for that matter, attend our radio events, travel with us to Israel, attend Singing Men concerts, and participate in our various gatherings. Let me share a couple noteworthy changes. One began last night, and the other will be effective Monday through Friday, beginning tonight. At 10 p.m. on WGNN, we'll begin airing Haven Today. It's usually heard at 11 p.m., but to accommodate Kurt Goff Live, which began last night at 11 p.m. and will run basically Sunday through Thursday night, we've moved Haven Today to 10 p.m., and then tonight at 11 p.m., you'll be able to call in live to Kurt Goff with his program Kurt Goff Live, as Mike Kellogg has retired from music through the night. I think you'll be really blessed by these changes, and change is a good thing when it's an upgrade, an improvement, or hopefully can better minister to many through these changes. Well, this next song, Revive Us, O Lord, by Steve Camp, is a classic, and revival begins with prayer individually, then in community and corporately, and so I'll tell you about a prayer gathering happening right after this song. Here's Steve Camp. Just love that song. In fact, when we went on the air Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996, and we birthed the broadcast of WGNN, we opened up with an hour-long program, and this was one of the songs that we aired that very first day, that very first hour. Well, speaking of hours, can you share a few of yours with us? On Saturday, July 19th, at the Denny's Restaurant in Champaign, we'll be gathering for a prayer breakfast, and you're invited. No RSVP is needed, but if you need more information or would like to talk to Bob Bridgewater, the Champaign County National Day of Prayer Task Force Chairman, you can call him at 217-480-6671. That's 217-480-6671. And the prayer breakfast will go basically from about 9 a.m. ending before 11 a.m. So that's on Saturday, July 19th at Denny's in Champaign, and that's at 702 West Town Center Boulevard. As mentioned in my opening comments, Great News Radio has a new volunteer that's been helping record some radio spots. Her name is Mary Ann Offenstein. We interviewed her a year or so back, and I think she's coming out with a new book, so I'll have her in the studio in the coming days. She oversees the ministry Faith Prayers, which is an 800 number that people throughout the country can call seeking somebody to pray with. She birthed and heads that up and recently was in the studio, spent about 3 or 4 hours with me as she's highlighting our upcoming trip to the Holy Land. And so you'll hear her voice along with a favorite of any pilgrim that has journeyed to the Holy Land with me, The Holy City by John Starnes. And we always play this as we enter into Jerusalem.
Hello, listener. The Great News Radio Israel Tour is coming up on November 6th through 15th. This unique visit to the Holy Land will focus on the four Gospels and will intentionally be paced to allow every pilgrim time for learning, personal reflection, and revelation. Call 217-367-7777 for further details, as we'd love to serve you on this life-changing tour. We hope you can join us, and thanks for listening to Great News Radio.
The olive trees that stand in silence upon the hills of time, to hear the voices of the city as bells of evening chime.
The shofar sound.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King.
And then I thought my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang, as with the glad hosannas that the little children sang, The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chilled as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the crystal sea. The light of God was on its streets, and the gates, they were open wide, that all stars by night, or the sun to shine by day, for it was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away.
Wow, time sure flies when you're having fun. If you have an interest of traveling to the Holy Land with co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo and I, we'll be leaving November 6th, returning on the 15th. It's a 10-day trip. Early bird pricing ends July 31st. This is a trip of a lifetime. We'll have a group of about 20 going, so it's an ideal size. And I think a week from this Thursday, July 17th, Jason and I will put on a special Israel night, and we can answer questions about the trip and yet have some teaching on Israel. So it'll be open to everyone, and there'll be a blessing in store for you. So be listening, and we'll mention some details in the coming next few days. Now here's a quick recap for maybe some of you that tuned in a few minutes ago and missed my opening remarks. There are a few changes to our WGNN lineup. That's 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM. WGNJ, no changes at all. But tonight at 10 p.m., you'll hear Haven Today. That's been scheduled at 11 p.m., but to accommodate Kurt Goff Live, which began last night and will continue basically Sunday night through Thursday night, but because it's of the overnight hours, from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., you could say Monday through Friday overnights, but we're excited to share Kurt Goff with our WGNN listeners, and he has a live call-in, so be sure to mention Great News Radio or WGNN if you get to connect with him. Well, I hope your 4th of July weekend was nice. Mine was packed, filled. Holly, Esther, and I made it up to the Moody Broadcasting Network, attending various meetings with David Woodworth, Phil Shepard, and other broadcasters. A little depressed, though, we walked all around the city, many miles covered. I couldn't wait to get home and see how many pounds I had lost, but because of all that great eating, I remained the same. Has that ever happened to you? I was anticipating losing about 4 or 5 pounds with as many miles as we walked around. Went to the zoo, the Museum of Science and Industry, walked to North Pier, also known as Navy Pier, walked from the Moody Bible Institute to Michigan Avenue a few times and all around, but no change on the scale. Oh, well. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.